Since you're bored of canvassers, I thought you guys deserved those.
Did we read anything at the beginning, like off the agenda? No. How do we start this?
Call it to order.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll call us to order. Story County Board of Supervisors acting as the Board of Canvassers. And we're going to canvass the votes from the general election on November 11th, 2014.
Yeah, you're, if I may, you have to draw lots for four races.
Okay.
So I'd like to do that, and then Kevin can update the abstract while you start reading through all of the results.
So you want to draw the lots first?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've given you the list.
So the first one will be for the Grant Township Trustee, correct?
Yes.
Yes, please.
And then I'm going to have, the code states that either one of you can draw lots. I will have Rick draw for Nevada Township Trustees since David 2 is on the list.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, you don't want the fix to be in.
He doesn't know he's on the list.
Congratulations.
Suzanne Brecky. It's a special bucket.
I got this from your kitchen area in your office.
There's nothing in there.
No.
Steve Castlebaum.
This is for New Albany Township.
Clerk.
Amanda Rasmussen.
Union Township, Leonard Larson.
You missed it. We're done.
The drawing of lots is now complete.
And Lucy stole my pen.
That's a talent.
The good one. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I have some remarks. I'll save those for the end of the canvass.
Okay. We, the undersigned members of the County Board of Canvassers, hereby certify the following to be true and correct abstract of the votes cast in this county at the general election held on Tuesday, November 4th, 2014, as shown by the tally list returned from the several election precincts. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst, Republican Party, 15,272 votes. Bruce Braley, Democratic Party, 16,376 votes. Bob Quast for term limits, 98 votes. Rick Stewart, independent, 734 votes. Douglas Butzier, libertarian, 289 votes. Ruth Smith, 140 votes. Scattering of 50 votes, total 32,959 votes. U.S. Representative District 4, Stephen King, Republican Party, 15,385 votes. Jim Maurer, Democratic Party, 17,128 votes. Scattering of 51 votes for a total of 32,564 votes. Governor and Lieutenant Governor, Terry Branstad and Kim Reynolds, Republican Party, 16,725 votes. Jack Hatch and Monica Vernon, Democratic Party, 14,566 votes. Jonathan R. Narciss and Michael L. Richards, Iowa Party, 324 votes. Lee Deacons, Hebe, and Tim Watson, Libertarian Party, 918 votes. Jim Henniger and Mary Margaret Krieg, New Independent Party of Iowa, 254 votes, scattering of 58 votes, total 32,845 votes. Secretary of State, Paul Pate, Republican Party, 13,236 votes. Brad Anderson, Democratic Party, 16,717 votes. Jake Porter, Libertarian Party, 1,215 votes. Spencer Hyland, New Independent Party of Iowa, 418 votes, a scattering of 36 votes for a total of 31,622 votes. Auditor of State, Mary Mosman, Republican Party, 18,397 votes. Jonathan Niederbach, Democratic Party, 12,931 votes, scattering of 41 votes, total 31,369. Treasurer of State, Sam Clovis, Republican Party, 11,971 votes. Michael L. Fitzgerald, Democratic Party, 18,701 votes. Kenneth Lobb, Libertarian Party, 1,079. Keith Lobb. Excuse me, 1,079 votes. Scattering of 24 votes for a total of 31,775 votes. Secretary of Agriculture, Bill Northey, Republican Party, 18,539 votes. Sherry Taha, Democratic Party, 12,010 votes. Levi Benning, New Independent Party, Iowa, 935 votes, scattering 34 votes for a total 31,518 votes. Attorney General Adam Grieg, Republican Party, 11,983 votes. Tom Miller, Democratic Party, 19,383 votes. 838 votes. Scattering of 47 votes total, 31,868 votes. Straight Party, Republican Party, 5,346 votes. Democratic Party, 6,004. Independent, 0 votes. Libertarian Party, 115 votes. New Independent Party, Iowa, 244 votes. Total, 11,709 votes. State Senate District 23, Jeremy Davis, Republican Party, 8,094 votes. Herman Kornbach, Democratic Party, 11,713 votes. Scattering of 38 votes for a total of 19,845 votes. State Senate District 25, Bill Dix, Republican Party, 6,599 votes. Scattering of 89 votes, total 6,688 votes. State Representative District 45, Beth Wessel Crochelle. Democratic Party, 6,445 votes. Eric Cooper, Libertarian Party, 2,076 votes, scattering of 35 votes for a total of 8,556. State Representative District 46, Lisa Heddens, Democratic Party, 6,722 votes, a scattering of 167 votes for a total 6,889 votes. State Representative District 48, Robert Bacon, Republican Party, 1,832 votes, scattering of 24 votes, total 1,856 votes. State Representative District 49, Dave Dio, Republican Party, 5,950 votes, Kevin Erickson, Democratic Party, 3,278 votes, a scattering of 11 votes for a total of 9,239. Court of Appeals, Judge Thomas N. Bauer. Shall the following judge be retained in office? For the question, 17,471 votes. Against the question, 5,299 for a total of 22,770 votes. Court of Appeals, Judge Christopher McDonald, shall the following judge be retained in office? For the question, 17,155 votes. Against the question, 5,388 votes. Total, 22,543 votes. District Court 2B, James C. Ellison, for the court, shall the following judge be left in office? For the question, 16,817 votes. Against the question, 5,335 votes for a total of 22,152 votes. District Court 2B, Judge Timothy J. Finn, shall the following judge be retained in office? For the question, 17,842 votes. Against the question, 5,062 votes. Total, 22,904 votes. District Court 2B, Judge James A. McGlynn, shall the following judge be retained in office? For the question, 16,962 votes. Against the question, 5,236 votes, for a total of 22,198 votes. District Court 2B, Judge Gary L. McMenemy, shall the following judge be retained in office? For the question, 16,770 votes. Against the question, 5,355 votes, for a total of 22,125 votes. District Court 2B, Judge Michael J. Moon, shall the following judge be retained in office? For the question, 17,490 votes. Against the question, 5,168 votes, for a total of 22,658 votes. District Court 2B, Judge William C. Ostland, shall the following judge be retained in office? For the question, 16,742 votes. Against the question, 5,339 votes, for a total of 22,081 votes. District Court 2B, Associate Judge Adria Kester, shall the following judge be left in retained in office? For the question, 16,838 votes. Against the question, 5,125, for a total of 21,963 votes. District Court 2B, Associate Judge James B. Malloy, shall the following judge be retained in office? For the question, 17,250 votes. Against the question, 5,147 votes, for a total of 22,397 votes. District Court 2B, Associate Judge Stephen A. Owen, shall the following judge be retained in office? For the question, 17,354 votes. Against the question, 5,040 votes. Total, 22,394 votes. Count County Board of Supervisors, Rick Sanders, Republican Party, 15,813 votes. William T. Cleese, Jr., Republican Party, 9,492 votes. Paul Toot, Democratic Party, 17,895 votes. Loris Olson, 4,400 votes, scattering of 116 votes. Total, 47,716 votes. We therefore declare Paul Toot, Rick Sanders duly elected for the county, for the office of County Board of Supervisors for the term of 4 years. Congratulations, Mr. Sanders.
Thank you. Congratulations to you.
County Treasurer, Renee M. Tweet, Republican Party, 22,991 votes, scattering of 299 votes, total 23,290 votes. We therefore declare Renee M. Tweet duly elected for the office of County Treasurer for the term of 4 years. County Recorder, James N. Cheek, M. Cheek, Democratic Party, 14,529 votes. Stacy Herridge, Republican Party, 15,648 votes, scattering of 39 votes for a total of 30,216 votes. We therefore declare Stacy Herridge duly elected for the office of County Recorder for the term of 4 years. County Attorney Stephen H. Holmes, 16,201. Stephen J. Howell, Republican Party, 14,733. Scattering of 48 votes for a total of 30,982 votes. We therefore declare Stephen H. Holmes duly elected for the office of County Attorney for the term of 4 years. County Public Hospital Trustee David Anderson, 16,219 votes. Sue Crum, 16,967 votes. Scattering 231 votes for a total of 33,417 votes. We therefore declare Sue Crum, David Anderson duly elected for the office of County Public Hospital Trustee for the term of 6 years. Soil and Water Conservation, Dale E. Farnham, 9,697 votes. Seldon Spencer, 10,383 votes. Sue Upchurch, 13,128 votes. Scattering of 165 votes for a total of 33,373 votes. We therefore declare Sue Upchurch, Seldon Spencer, duly elected for the Office of Soil and Water Conservation for the term of 4 years. Soil and Water Conservation to fill a vacancy. Gerald Fitzgerald, 19,214 votes. Scattering, 154 votes. Total, 19,368. We therefore declared Gerald Fitzgerald to be elected for the residue of the term ending Sunday, January 1st, 2017, and until a successor is elected and qualified. County Agricultural Extension, Alice Moody, 15,024 votes. Chelsea Birchmeyer, 14,065 votes. Doug Sampson, 15,458 votes. Rhett Faborg, 13,593 votes. Christine Krafka, 65 votes. Melinda Cooper, 53 votes for a scattering of 996 votes. Total votes, 59,254. We therefore declare Doug Sampson, Alice Moody, Chelsea Birchmeyer, Rhett Faborg, Kristen Krafka duly elected for the Office of County Agricultural Extension for the term of 4 years. Collins Township Trustee, Jeff Titus, 105 votes. Mark Atwood, 100 votes. No scattering. Total of 205 votes. We therefore declare that Jeff Titus and Mark Atwood duly elected for the office of Collins Township Trustee for the term of 4 years. Franklin Township Trustee, Thomas Hackett, 723 votes. Arthur Fleener, 24 votes. 42 votes scattering for a total of 789 votes. We therefore declare that Thomas Hackett and Arthur Fleener are elected for the office of Franklin Township Trustee for a term of 4 years. Grant Township Trustees, Jerry J. Lynn, received 172 votes. John Klo, one vote. Charles Lloyd, one vote. Susan Brecky, one vote. David Swenson, one vote. No vote scattering, total of 176 votes. We therefore declare Jerry J. Lynn, and who are the winners?
That's why I gave you the new sheets.
Oh, this one. Exactly. Thank you. Jerry Lynn and Susan Brecky, duly elected for the office of Grant Township Trustee for the term of 4 years. Howard Township Trustees. Virgil Head received 2 votes. Roger Fritz received 2 votes. Kevin Baldus, 1 vote. Brian Sampson, 1 vote. Stephen Sterla, 1 vote. Justin Hansen, 1 vote. Robert Jensen, 1 vote. Jay Hospers, 1 vote. Paul Williams, 1 vote. Brian McKernan, 1 vote. Tim Forrester, 1 vote. John Schold, 1 vote. And Martha Bakke, 1 vote. 2 vote scattering. We therefore declare Virgil Head, Roger Fritz, duly elected for the office of Howard Township Trustees for the term of 4 years. Indian Creek Township, Brad Plunkett received 219 votes. James Long, 174 votes. 2 votes scattering for a total of 395 votes. We therefore declare Brad Plunkett, James Long, duly elected for the office of Indian Creek Township Trustee for the term of 4 years. Lafayette Township Trustees, David E. Hoffman, Donald E.
You said David.
I did say David.
Okay.
But I fixed it, so now we're back at Donald. E. Hoffman, 164 votes. Nick Hermanson, 22 votes. 11 votes scattering for a total of 197 votes. We therefore declare Donald E. Hoffman, Nick Hermanson, duly elected for the office of Lafayette Township Trustee for the term of 4 years. Lincoln Township Trustees, David Perry, 73 votes. Dennis Anderson, 78 votes. 1 vote scattering, a total of 152 votes. We therefore declare Dennis M. Anderson, David Perry, duly elected for the office of Lincoln Township Trustee for the term of 4 years. Milford Township Trustees, Brad Brooks received 7 votes. Robert Niehoff received 3 votes. 21 votes scattering, total of 31 votes. We therefore declare Brad Brooks, Robert Niehoff, duly elected for the office of Milford Township Trustee for the term of 4 years. Nevada Township Trustees, Kenneth Grant, 282 votes. Corey Titchener, 1 vote. Steve Kassebaum, 1 vote. Doug Anderson, 1 vote. David Toot, 1 vote. Patrick Sheets, 1 vote. Brad Brooks, 1 vote. Total votes, 288. We therefore declare Kenneth Grant, Steve Kassebaum, duly elected for the office of Nevada Township Trustee for the term of 4 years. New Albany Township Clerk, Amanda Rasmussen.
Oh, no, sorry. It's New Albany Township Trustees. That one goes, clerks are later, sorry.
Okay. New Albany Township Trustee, Ronald Ferris, 133 votes. Patrick Pekin, 2 votes. Scattering of 3 votes. We therefore declare Ronald Ferris and Patrick Pekin duly elected for the office of New Albany Township Trustee for the term of 4 years. Palestine Township Trustee, Bruce Erickson, 257 votes. Donald Stensland, 232 votes. 5 votes scattering, total 494 votes. We therefore declare Bruce Erickson, Donald Stensland to be duly elected for the office of Palestine Township Trustee for the term of 4 years. Richland Township Trustees,
Michael Gerlach, 145 votes. Roy Black, 143 votes. Two vote scattering, total votes 290. We therefore declare Michael Gerlach, Roy Black, duly elected for the office of Richland Township Trustees for the term of 4 years. Sherman Township Trustees, James H. Reese, 88 votes. Arden Greiner, 14 votes. 8 votes scattering, total votes 110. We therefore declare James H. Reese, Arden Greiner, duly elected for the office of Sherman Township Trustee for the term of 4 years. Union Township Trustees. Wade Kaler, 5 votes. Leonard Larson, 3 votes. Carl Link, 3 votes. Monty Sesker, 1 vote. Stacy Link, 1 vote. Steve Williams, 1 vote. James Knutson, 1 vote. Total votes 15. We therefore declare Wade Kaler, Leonard Larson, duly elected for the office of Union Township Trustee for the term of 4 years. Warren Township Trustees, Alan Canapas, 82 votes. Merle Olson, 76 votes. No vote scattering. Total votes 158. We therefore declare Alan Canapas, Merle Olson, duly elected for the office of Warren Township Trustees for the term of 4 years. Washington Township Trustees, Kevin Winchell, 213 votes. Robert Finch, 287 votes. 3 votes scattering. Total 503 votes. We therefore declare Robert Finch, Kevin S. Winchell, duly elected for the office of Washington Township Trustee for the term of 4 years. Collins Township Clerk, Christy Armentrout, 124 votes. No vote scattering for a total of 124 votes. Christy Armentrout, duly elected for the office of Collins Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Franklin Township Clerk, Mary J. Buckman, 763 votes, 7 vote scattering, total of 770 votes. Mary J. Buckman, duly elected for the office of Franklin Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Grant Township Clerk, John Klo, received 161 votes. No vote scattering for a total of 161 votes. We therefore declare John Klo duly elected for the office of Grant Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Howard Township Clerk, Paul Tighe, received 181 votes. No vote scattering. Total votes 181. We therefore declare Paul Tighe duly elected for the office of Howard Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Indian Creek Township Clerk, Larry Mitchell, 227 votes, 1 vote scattering, total votes 228. We therefore declare Larry Mitchell duly elected for the office of Indian Creek Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Lafayette Township Clerk, James Oberender, 167 votes, 2 votes scattering for a total of 169 votes. We therefore declare James Oberender duly elected for the office of Lafayette Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Lincoln Township Clerk, Sandra McBride, received 82 votes, 1 vote scattering for a total of 83 votes. We therefore declare Sandra McBride duly elected for the office of Lincoln Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Milford Township Clerk, Dave Stensland, received 175 votes. No vote scattering for a total of 175 votes. We therefore declare Dave Stensland duly elected for the office of Milford Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Nevada Township Clerk, Dennis C. Titchener, 287 votes. 1 vote scattering for a total of 288 votes. We therefore declare Dennis Titchener duly elected for the office of Nevada Township Clerk for a term of 4 years. New Albany Township Clerk, Amanda Rasmussen. Wait a minute. I've got this one somewhere, don't I? Yes. Amanda Rasmussen, 1 vote. Ted Rasmussen, 1 vote. Amy Rolls, 1 vote. Total of 3 votes. We therefore declare Amanda Rasmussen duly elected for the office of New Albany Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Palestine Township Clerk, Dan Lee, 285 votes. One vote scattering, total 286 votes. We therefore declare Dan Lee duly elected for the office of Palestine Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Richland Township Clerk, Deborah K. Thompson, received 140 votes. No vote scattering, total votes 140. We therefore declare Deborah K. Thompson duly elected for the office of Richland Township Clerk for a term of 4 years. Sherman Township Clerk, Edith Lounsbury Meller, 7 votes. Steve Scheid, 1 vote. Dave Obrecht, 1 vote. Amanda Youngquist, 1 vote. 2 vote scattering, total votes 12. We therefore declare Edith Lounsbury Meller duly elected for the office of Sherman Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Union Township Clerk, Carl Link, 5 votes. Stacy Link, 1 vote. Steve Williams, 1 vote. 7 votes total. We therefore declare Carl Link duly elected for the office of Union Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Warren Township Clerk, Pam Hendrick, 2 votes. Sam Clovis, 1 vote. No vote scattering. 3 votes total. We therefore declare Pam Hendrick duly elected for the office of Warren Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Washington Township Clerk, Pam Lasavoli, 6 votes. Gene Finch, 1 vote. Amy Davidson, 1 vote. Kathleen Russell, 1 vote. David Lamar, 1 vote. Allison Easter, 1 vote. Gary Milam, 1 vote. Scattering of 2 votes. Total votes 14. We therefore declare Pamela Lasavoli duly elected for the office of Washington Township Clerk for the term of 4 years. Story City Public Measure. For the question, 963 votes. Against the question, 501 votes. Total votes, 1,464 votes. We therefore declare Story City Public Measure to be adopted. In testimony whereof, we have hereunto set our hands and caused to be affixed the seal of this county by the clerk of the Board of Supervisors at Nevada, the county seat of Story County, this Wednesday, November 12th, 2014.
And you got something to say before I go?
Mine's pretty long if you want to go.
I go? She goes. Okay.
You want me to talk? Okay. Just so you know, there were 331 provisional ballots cast in this election. 308 of those were accepted and 23 were rejected. I just had a few comments about overall about the election. I'm very happy that the board has allowed me to be putting money aside the last couple of years to buy new machines, which we plan to do. Hopefully over this fiscal year and the next, we can spread those to this summer. Our machines were certainly showing their age. We had to field clean. This was done by a representative of ESNS, our vendor. And then Chris Andringa in my office went along with them. They cleaned one of the, and they all had dirty scanners. One of our absentee machines, Ames 1-4 at the Ames Public Library was cleaned on site, and Ames 2-2 at Bethesda Lutheran Church. We also swapped out two machines, one at Nevada 3, which is Christie Hall, and one at Nevada 4, which is Gates Hall. Several machines were checked, but we actually ended up not doing maintenance on site or swapping. That included Ames 2-5, Stonebrook Church, Nevada Township, Lounsbury Shed, Lincoln's Earring, Ames 4-5, and I can't remember. Several were checked because they are reporting difficulties. During the day, we thought maybe some of our ballots had maybe been misaligned, cut wrong, something like that, but it turned out just to be the machines. The dirty scanner is just basically a glass bar inside the machine that gets built up on it over time. We do test all of our machines before we send them out. We have them routinely maintained. I think they're just at the end of the life, and it's showing. And we did end up adding an additional machine to the absentee board to help with our count. We did a record number of absentees in Story County for a midterm election, which was, so we needed the help there. Election day registration, we did 1,565 of those. I've already listed the provisionals. We also had 18 write-in winners in 15 races, which was, as you can see, we had to draw lots for four of those. I'd just like to give a thank you to my staff and also to Cal Pearson staff at facilities for all their help. I'd like to thank you, the board, for letting me purchase that trailer, which helps with our equipment drop-off and pickup. We also use it as a supply depot on Election Day, and that was very useful. And I'd like to thank Kevin, my deputy, for his technical expertise, which came in very handy on Election Day, but also throughout the whole process. We tried a lot of new things that helped with efficiencies, and I credit him and his knowledge for making that all come together. It really paid off.
Kevin's just a good guy all around.
Yeah, he is. For those of you who are newly elected, re-elected, the swearing-in will be held on Friday, January 2nd in this room. Starts at 9 a.m. The newly retained Honorable Stephen A. Owen, Associate Judge, will be performing the ceremonies. Please come with your families. I'll get the coffee maker out and some pastries.
Do you request that he wear his Boy Scout uniform when he comes?
That never gets old. And I didn't know if Kevin had anything to say about the election. Okay. All right.
Well, first, I think before I go any further, I just thank you and your staff. Another great election run. It's so nice to know that we don't have any concerns here in Story County because of the job you and your staff do. And with that, I would move to declare the canvass complete and to certify the results of the election to the proper jurisdictions.
I'll second that. Anything further? Sanders?
Aye.
Toot? Aye.
And with that, I'll move that we adjourn.
I'll second it. Anything further? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.